Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I'm back with another exit interview today. Today, we're talking with Corey, who was evicted last night. I got to send questions to CBS and they asked Corey my questions. So just a reminder, you will not be hearing my voice. It will be, you know, someone on the production side of things asking Corey the questions. So yeah, please enjoy my exit interview with Corey.
First question, what do you think was your biggest mistake or regret in the game?
I don't regret the easy vote. That was fun. I don't regret the double. That was fun. I think the most tangible thing I have to regret, well, first of all, this week, I think I could have been much more proactive in trying to do damage control on this, on these like America Blue conversations, because I didn't know they were happening at the time, but I found out, you know, after they happened and before the veto meeting. So I could have maybe sold America out potentially, but maybe I could have fixed it otherwise as well. The biggest tangible mistake I think I made was probably keeping Felicia over Mimi. I don't think there was much of a reason to for it. I just thought Mimi was a bigger threat. But the reality was I probably needed a bigger threat in the house to go out before me, right? So keeping Felicia there, there's no reason for Matt and Jack to take out Felicia when Blue wins the veto. If it was Mimi instead of Felicia, maybe they still think it's worthwhile to get rid of Mimi. So that would have bought me another week, and that could have been everything in this game, because you get one extra week, you win an HOH, Matt or Jack goes home, all of a sudden you're in the final five, right? So I think that was a real misstep.
How much did you have to change your strategy once you were involved in a showmance?
The strategy itself didn't change very much on my end. I think people perceived me differently because, you know, you're kind of seen as part of a pair at that point. Any information shared with you is expected to go to that other person as well. You're a block of two votes. So that part of it definitely affected my game. The bigger problem was me and America are showmans, so there's two of us, but we couldn't win any competitions. I mean, between us, we won one all season. Maybe America still got a few in the tank, right? So, you know, it kind of elevated my threat level even more, but my threat level was pretty big after the Izzy vote and the Jared Humiliverse fight. So, like, it didn't change that much for me. Could I have been more focused if I wasn't in a showmance? Maybe, but I think you got to put that in perspective of, like, I was so gassed out on, like, week four. Like, I really ran out of energy, and I was running on fumes for a while. So, like, if I'm not in a showmance with America, I might lose my sanity. And also, it's not like I would be running around the house, pulling strings, scheming, making alliances, winning the game. Like, I was just trying to stay afloat, and America really helped me in that regard. So, you know, obviously the way it worked out this week, I don't think the showmans helped my game, but all things considered, obviously I don't regret any of that.
Being a fan of Survivor, do you wish you had the chance to move more closely with Suri?
Sure. I think Suri is a good ally and would have been a great ally. I think the reality is competitions are king in modern Big Brother, and Suri and me and America, none of us were great competitors in that aspect. So, like, you could have all the numbers in the world, but when the slip and slide pops up and Jack beats us, it doesn't really matter who you're working with. So, like, the plan moving forward, I'm sure people have seen this week, was me trying to get closer to Suri and then make sure it was me and America and Suri and hopefully Bowie and Felicia working against Matt and Jack and Blue. So that was definitely the plan. It just never manifested because Jag was in power for a couple weeks now, whether it was through vetoes or HOH and veto. So, you know, like that was not a conscious decision of mine to be like, well, let's keep Suri in arm's length. It just, competitions are competitions, and we were never able to really get on the same page. And let's be honest, I voted out for two closest allies. Like, I was the main person responsible for that. So it was always going to be hard to get over that hurdle. But I think we did get over it. It just didn't pan out.